answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers!
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
A bill in Congress to abolish ICE. So ICE as it stands cannot continue. We got to reform this. Their hiring practices are horrible. They're giving $50,000 signing bonus. You see a lot of hate against immigrants. So they have acquired some 10,000 ICE agents. They have hurriedly hired them. They haven't been trained properly. And looks like their hiring practices encourage people with racist attitude to join ICE. And this whole rogue agency need to be ended as we know it.
This is another idiot congressman. Michigan Congressman Thonda DeMar. Talking about ICE is offering bonuses for people to join. How else are you going to get anyone to join a law enforcement agency that's being pillared across the nation? Here we are, Larry Connors, USA, and we come charging out the gate like we're on a bull every day, 6 to 8 p.m. for you. And we're going to call balls and strikes every step of the way. And this congressman dares say ICE is out of control. And they're offering bonuses for people to join. And they're doing everything wrong. They're never going to find anything right with removing illegals, even if they're convicted sex offenders. That's the idiocy of the left. And they chose this hill to die on? I hope the hell they do. I want these midterm elections to deliver just as strong of a message as we did with President Trump's election. We are not going to accept this in our nation anymore. And the majority of the polls of average citizens say we do not want this kind of stuff to continue with illegals coming into our country and being protected by the left. All right, welcome to hour number one, Larry Connors, USA. We are here every 6 to 8, Monday through Friday for you. And with Larry Connors USA, you're always going to get news, analysis, opinion, and education. You're going to leave this hour with more information than you have right now. I promise you that. And before the end of this hour, the story behind the story today, my role in busting the Chicken Ranch, also known as the best little whorehouse in Texas. Oh, I know some of you said, what did you do? Maybe more importantly, why would you do that? We will get to that later in the base, the story behind the story. In the meantime, you got Congressman Nadler, California Congressman Nadler, suggesting, you know, maybe it's okay to shoot ICE agents. You know, you don't know if you're being grabbed up by criminals or ICE agents. They have ICE and federal agent all over them. I don't care if they have a mask on or not. But I don't hear them complaining about all the thugs in the streets in these protests, and they're all wearing masks. But Congressman Nadler believes if you're grabbed by anyone that has a mask on, you're almost free and allowed to shoot to kill. No one asked him, because they don't have the cojones to do it and say, would you do the same? And then you got Minnesota Mayor Fry Free. He is absolutely fried in the brain anyway. He's saying all of this activity in my community, it's hurting us economically.
So I'm sitting at my desk here and just got some really sobering figures about the impact that this Operation Metro Surge by ICE is having on our communities. And we've all heard about the families getting torn apart. We've all heard about the constitutional violations. We've heard about people going hungry. And in addition to that, there's a massive impact on our small and local businesses. Small local businesses collectively are losing between $10 and $20 million every single week. businesses along cultural corridors are down at least 50%, and the Latino-owned businesses and Somali-owned businesses are drastically below that. Hotels have lost about $4.4 million because of cancellations. And so for those that claim that they care about our economy and care about businesses, there is a very quick and straightforward antidote to bring these businesses back, which is to have Operation Metro Surge end and to have ICE leave our city. Let's bring the economy back. Let's help these businesses out. Let's make sure that our city can return to this great comeback that we were seeing, and let's get ICE to leave.
Yes, now let's get billions of dollars stolen from your community and your state back into the hands of the citizens. That would help those citizens and businesses, regardless of they're Somalian or American-owned. Once again, he says, we have heard this, we've heard this, we've heard that. He's taking it as if it is a fact. It's not a fact. It's mostly speculation. But he says, if we just get ICE to leave, ICE is not going to leave, but Tom Homan, who is now charged with what's happening in Minnesota, has been trying to bridge a gap here, and he's making an extraordinary decision.
I also want to reiterate and emphasize, we are not requiring jails to hold people past their normal release time for immigration purposes. We're not asking anyone to be an immigration officer. We're not asking any state or local official to do immigration enforcement activity.
Not asking.
They are not. By merely notifying us before they release them, they don't hold them 1 minute past they normally would. Given this increase in unprecedented collaboration, and as a result of the need for less law enforcement officers to do this work in a safer environment, I have announced effective immediately, we will draw down 700 people effective today.
That's within the ICE division. And we will see if that will help. But knowing the left, that's not going to be enough. Take them all out. All of them. And again, back to California, Congressman Nadler suggested, you know, really, really what could happen with these guys? You would be more than free to open fire on them.
But what is really the major problem in this country today is the fascism in our streets. The attacks on American citizens by masked hoodlums. If you were attacked by a masked person, you might think you were being kidnapped. You'd be justified in shooting the person to protect yourself.
Yeah, right. I called Nadler California. He's not. He's New York. They're one and the same. But again, ignorant statements from ignorant people. They make my program so easy every day, and I thank them for it. So more on the ICE illegal issue in our next segment with California Congressman Swalwell, who, by the way, is running for governor. And he's saying he's got an answer to turn the state of California around. Yeah, I don't know what he's drinking. I don't know what he's smoking. I don't know that he apparently no longer has his Chinese spy bang bang, but he's apparently got some ideas. Now, by the way, in the meantime, Bill and Hillary Clinton had been refusing to testify before Congress on their contact and relationship with Jeffrey Epstein. Suddenly, there is a new development.
So the bottom line is the Clintons seemingly now have agreed to the terms that the House Oversight Committee has set. So they will presumably come in and provide a deposition in the investigation into the Jeffrey Epstein case. That is huge news in and of itself. But the way this happened was so unusual. Elizabeth, if you ever watch a movie about court and in the court while they're actually in trial, someone bursts into the back of the room with evidence and that that sort of like clears the case or something, and you watch it and you think this would never actually happen in real life. That is sort of what happened right now. James Comer is the chairman of the Oversight Committee. He was testifying about how the Clintons had for months refused to comply with this congressional subpoena, and they were about 48 hours away from the House voting to hold the Clintons in criminal contempt of Congress for refusing the subpoena. And as he was testifying today, talking about it, all of a sudden news came in that moment that actually the Clintons have changed their minds seemingly and now are agreeing to comply with his terms.
What happened? Did a little bird whisper in their ear that I think you really should step forward now? And are you going to believe anything Bill and Hillary Clinton have to say? I can see him standing up there wagging his finger as he did before, saying, I never had sexual relations with anyone on Epstein's Island or in the jet. And Hillary standing dutifully beside him, knowing that he's already lied before me previously on that and to the nation. The Clintons used to be cachet. They used to be the pinnacle of power. No more. Of course, they got dented severely when Hillary could not beat Barack Obama in the primary. And that was the election she was determined she was supposed to win. I stood by you, Bill Clinton, even though it became clear that you did have the affair with Monica Lewinsky. I stood by you. And you're going to make sure that I get elected president. And then here comes out of Illinois a junior senator, a black man, Barack Obama. And he rocks the world with his message, and the Hillary Clinton campaign shatters. I would have loved to have been on the fly on the wall when she encountered Bill Clinton after that. She wouldn't come down and acknowledge to her losers that night, I mean her supporters that night, that she ended up losing to Trump in the final election either. She was gutted. She is a vile, angry, vicious woman looking for revenge somewhere. So what she might testify to regarding Bill and the Epstein files and the relationship with Jeffrey Epstein and the island and everything else, I wonder if they're going to be on the same page. Now, you cannot force a wife to testify against her husband, nor the other way around. But if she chooses to, she may decide she wants to get up there and make some statements that absolutely shatter his world. It's not clear at this point if this is going to be a full open hearing to begin with. More than likely, it's going to be behind closed doors with the House Oversight Committee, and then they will end up having maybe one in public. And that's fairly common, so the House Committee can get some basic questions out of the way and dig into what they really want to. But I'm looking at some of the reactions so far. The New York Times headline, Bill Clinton and Jeffrey Epstein, how are they connected? Opening line, Clinton has denied having a close relationship with Epstein. Then there's a report from PBS, your public broadcast system paid with your federal dollars. Clinton, like a bevy of other high-powered men, had a well-documented relationship with Epstein. Of course, they're probably looking for a chance to get on there and point the finger at Trump as well. There are a lot of names associated with Epstein in various documents, and now this last treasure trove of documents got released last weekend. Just because your name is in there, just because you read Larry Connor's name in, I'm suggesting, I'm not in the files, I'm just suggesting, just because my name is there means nothing. There was one well-known music entertainer, and his name showed up, and he threw a fit. I don't know. I was asked to a jet broker was contacting me through my agent. Would I be interested in buying Epstein's jet? I didn't even know it was his. I didn't know anything. All I know is I was getting an offer, do you want to buy the jet? That's the extent of my relationship. And there's new footage out that shows at least some compromising or questionable situations involving the former prince, who said he was never involved in any underage women. But there are pictures of him in a kitchen with two young women. Now, it's hard to tell how old they are. I would say they're beyond mid-teens, but beyond that, I can't tell. You don't see anything really destructive to him, but they're laying on the floor and he's moving from one to the other and hovering over them, and it is strange behavior. This is a grown man dealing with these two girls in the kitchen. I do know this. They were not discussing recipes. And, of course, he's still got to find a way to get around that. And then Melinda Gates. Bill Gates' name has been associated with Epstein and some of the information coming out. Now, Melinda Gates was married to Epstein for 17 years. They got divorced in 2021, and so she's being asked, well, what do you think is going to happen now if you're going to have this information made public?
Whatever questions remain there of what I can't even begin to know all of it, those questions are for those people and for even my ex-husband. They need to answer to those things, not me.
While not Bill Gates has previously said his meetings with Epstein were a, quote, huge mistake, his mention in the newly released documents are fueling fresh scrutiny over the nature of their association.
And I hope there's some justice for those now women.
Right. Asked about the new files, a spokesperson for Bill Gates called the latest allegations completely false and said, the only thing these documents demonstrate is Epstein's frustration that he did not have an ongoing relationship with Gates.
Did not have an ongoing relationship with Gates. You start breaking that up, legalese, you can find some loopholes pretty quickly. Now, the way it is scheduled at this time, and it's still not as clear as it should be, Hillary will testify the 26th of this month before the House committee. Bill will come in the next day and testify. Is it going to be a private deposition at that point, or will it be public? Again, if it's going to be a deposition, I expect it to be private, and then they will hold a public hearing, and everyone will be glued to their TV and Larry Connors USA to get all the information on that. Coming up, California Congressman Eric Swalwell, who hopes to be the next California governor, explains sanctuary cities and our story behind the story, busting of the chicken ranch. Lock and load, ready on the right.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
Great news from my sponsor, Tom Shaw Realtors, proving if you want to buy, sell homes, farms, acreage, you want Tom Shaw. In 2025, selling more than 100 properties, $52 million in sales. ShawRealtors.com. When I have business clients or guests from out of town, I often take them to Cafe Napoli. I know they're going to enjoy any of the Napoli locations. Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, next to Napoli C, Napoli Kirkwood, or Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the Chesterfield Valley. Excellent food and intellectual conversation, if they bring the intellectual conversation. NapoliSTL.com. NapoliSTL.com. Renewal by Anderson asking, are you still battling cold drafts? Windows icing up again? Utility costs surging? You're worried about paying more every month? The truth is, you may already be paying for new windows and money lost to energy escaping your home. And here's the thing, you don't want to do this project twice. Renewal by Anderson spends every day replacing bad technology, poor installation of windows and doors that simply don't stand the test of time. But you can afford the best, America's most trusted window replacement company, Anderson. Call 877-WINDOWS or visit rbastl.com. Learn about our December savings event right now. 877-WINDOWS, rbastl.com. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products, exceptional service. May 26th, a great time to visit Lit Cigar Lounge. The Lit Cigar Facebook has numerous events from tastings to music. My main reason for going to Lit is always quality cigars, premium whiskeys. Odds are we'll see each other at Lit Cigar Lounge. A few doors down, Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta. Get a pizza baked over coals. Excellent crust and flavor. Or choose one of the many great pasta dishes. You won't leave hungry. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta and Lit Cigar Lounge in the Chesterfield Valley.
This is News Talk STL.
Jolene, 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 I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Jolene, 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 please don't take him just because you can.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Stop roving patrols if you take your mask off, put your identification out, get rid of qualified immunity, have body cameras, and no longer target people based on their accent and the job that they work, which they've admitted to doing. They could have done that yesterday. I voted against this, and tonight, frankly, Boris, is the first debate in the governor's race in California. I wanted to be here to make it absolutely clear that the will of the people across California is to be protected, and so I'm not giving them a penny, and I don't think we should give them a penny until they do what they said they were going to do, which is remove violent criminals.
He's talking about ICE agents. California Congressman Swalwell. You remember him and his Chinese lover, Bang Bang, who was basically directing intel from him to the Chinese Communist Party. And he was on the Intel Committee. Let me remind you of that. You know why he was on the Intel Committee? Because Nancy Pelosi appointed him to it. And even after he's accused of being linked to Bang Bang the spy, no one said on the Democrat side, take him off the committee. I'm over pounding the fist and yelling, get him off the committee. He has no access to national intel anymore. Democrats, we see nothing wrong with that. Reverse the situation. Reverse the situation. Imagine a Republican is called in something like and is on the Intel Committee. Hell, he could be on the Sanitation Committee, and they'd be wanting his head. It's that hypocrisy again. Now, he was referring to the bill that got passed through last night. We had several Republicans voting against it, and many of, and that included Congressman Burleson of Missouri, but several that said they were voting against it, they did so for two reasons. One, they wanted to make sure it included Save the Vote Act, where you would have to have voter identification. That's just standard common sense, but that had been stripped out because the Democrats don't want that. And then the other thing is, many Republicans say, I'm not going to vote for this because I don't trust the Democrats to uphold their side of the bargain. Well, there's every reason to believe that. Why should you believe them? I'd rather believe Santa Claus and everything else that you find in the fictional world over what we see with the leadership of the Democrats, much less the rank and file, and those in the streets. But Congressman Swalwell said, in dealing with trying to resolve the budget, It was pointed out to him that Senate Majority Leader John Thune, Republican South Dakota, says Republicans are going to try to add a measure in targeting sanctuary cities to the package. Is that something Democrats could work out? Swalwell's response.
What I'm willing to concede is we should have a secure border, an asylum process that is swift and adjudicates the thousands of cases out there, and that we should remove the most violent people in our community. But what are we seeing? We're seeing people running through the fields and factories where they work. Women are being grabbed by their hair. A six-year-old child battling stage four cancer. A U.S. citizen was deported, and we lost a nurse named Preddy and a mom named Good. And so another penny only funds more public execution. I don't want to be a part of that. People want to be protected. They don't want to be executed. And that's what ICE is doing right now in our streets.
He made up a lot of that. Which, by the way, when he brought up the nurse Preddy who got shot, do you realize we have some saying, in fact, a Chicago nurse saying, if an ICE agent is brought to her for medical treatment, she won't really do anything to help save his life or her life. You hear that coming up in our second hour. But the concessions, he said, I'm willing to go along. Everything he said was suggesting that, oh, I'm willing to do this. I am willing to absolutely step forward and say, if we can do it under these conditions, I would be willing to go along with that. I would be willing to accept the conditions, but we have to have a secure border. He's willing to concede we need a secure border. Where the hell have you been when Joe Biden had the border open? Oh, that's right. You were bang, bang. You had other things to deal with. He said, I'm willing to have an asylum process swift and adjudicates thousands of cases there. And he said, we should remove the most violent people in our community. That's what we're trying to do. Get out of the way. And he also said, no small reform like having body cameras on the agents is going to be enough for the terror they're imposing on our communities. And then he reminds you, California is a sanctuary state. California has many sanctuary cities. And just in case you don't understand the value of sanctuary state or city, he's got an answer.
I just want people to understand what a sanctuary city means. It means that when an undocumented person is a victim of a crime, they are allowed to call the police and say they're a victim of spousal abuse or they've been robbed or a friend has been murdered and they saw that and they want to help solve the crime and we don't deport them for helping to make our communities safer. That's what a sanctuary city means. It doesn't mean the police don't go looking for bad guys. The police will look for bad guys regardless of your immigration status. We want them to do that.
And no, you don't.
Allowing, you know, the debate to target the most vulnerable in our communities and keep them further in the shadows when we want them to be protected, more protected than what we're seeing right now.
In other words, we want the police to be able to go after them, but we don't want them to be able to arrest them. If they arrest them, we want them to be freed. Which is it? It's whatever they choose. Which way is the wind blowing? As I mentioned, he's going to be running for California governor. So he's trying to find the line. How do I get all the California votes coalesced from my side? We'll break some of that down for you a little bit later. But understand, he's already out there checking, doing his polling, finding out where the money's available that he can bring in. And then he also points this out. And this is what he would do if he became California governor. If you are currently working for ICE, or probably even the Border Patrol, or any federal law enforcement agency, you have to understand you are not welcome in California.
You still work for ICE? That's a decision. After watching a nurse named Preddy shot and killed, a mom named Good shot and killed, people dragged through the streets, thrown into unidentified vans, if you still work for them, that's a decision. And I'm saying, as a governor, I'm going to make a decision that you can't work in the state. I also am calling on every governor, use your emergency powers and take away the driver's licenses of these folks who don't want to wear or don't want to take off their masks. There's a lot we can do to protect people. It's going to take people people rising up in the streets peacefully and rock solid governors to protect the people. And by the way, that reflects the will of the American people, who think you can go after bad guys but also not terrorize women and have them subjected to having any masked individual throw them in an unidentified van, and then they're asking, are they ICE? Are they a kidnapper? That's what they've brought into our communities.
Look what they're wearing on their vest. Now, they could have a fake vest, but look how many protesters are in the streets that are always wearing masks. Are you going to arrest them and keep them from driving? Take away any privileges they have? Why are they wearing a mask? They're trying to conceal their identity because they're carrying out a crime. COVID was the best opportunity for criminals to be able to cover their face. You could walk into a bank with a mask on and your hat and sunglasses. They couldn't do a thing about it. It'd be very hard to identify you. They knew that. And those in the streets protesting right now, wearing their mask, yelling and shouting, they know it also. So they're allowed to wear their mask, but ICE agents are not allowed to do it to protect themselves and their family from retribution. In the meantime, the Texas Department of Public Safety Highway Patrol says they just arrested a Nicaraguan illegal alien for smuggling a carload of men into the San Antonio area. And one of them in there was a Chinese illegal alien who'd snuck across the border while wearing camouflage. You don't think that's bang bang coming back, do you? I think she would have gone across the California border, not the Texas border. By the way, Texas Congressman Gill introducing a legislation to set a 25-year moratorium on immigration from Somalia. He says that's because they're not assimilating. Plus, they're creating all kinds of fraud and scandals. We know that. He says mass Somalia immigration makes our nation weaker, poor, and erodes social trust. So the sole aim of our immigration system is to benefit Americans, not facilitate mass migration from corrupt, failed societies. So he's introduced his bill, the Immigration Nationality Act, Section 212, barring immigration relief for certain citizens of Somalia for 25 years. Good luck on getting it passed. But the message has been delivered loud and clear. Coming up, our new feature for the 6 o'clock hour. I know a lot of you like it, and some days you're kind of shocked by it, and other days, I didn't know that. Well, that's why we also educate you. Coming up, I was part of the reporting team that busted the chicken ranch.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You should know that when I endorse Wellington Environmental, it's because I believe and know they will do you right. Wellington takes pride in providing homeowners and businesses whatever they need. You need some dustless blasting? They will take care of that. You need some mold radiation? They can do that. They take pride in training their team to perform multiple services and having the equipment ready to get jobs finished. That's important to you. You make just one call, and you call a company that's been around for more than 35 years with more than 45 technicians in the field. Most of you know finding good workers, then having them show up on time could be difficult. Not for Wellington Environmental. They're there at the designated time, ready to go. Check them out to see what they could do for you. Dustless blasting or anything else you need. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930. 314-644-4930. Be well with Wellington. The best thing I ever did for my neck and back pain was go to Esquire Sports Medicine. Dr. Draghi and his staff can take care of those pains. If they can't, they'll refer you to a specialist. And when you're hurting, you don't want to wait. So often with Dr. Draghi and Esquire Sports Medicine, you're treated within 24 hours. For any joint or muscle pain, contact my doctor, Dr. Draghi, Esquire Sports Medicine, on Big Ben, just north of 40. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. Another day, must be another roofer in town. John Beal and I were talking. He said, you know, every time you turn around, there's a new roofing company. Many of them have no idea what they're doing. And the statistics show that many will be out of business within 2 to 5 years. Who are you going to call to help you then? You need to remember only one name, John Beal. John Beal Roofing. You have a problem, he can take care of it. And we'll be here for you. John Beal Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Renewal by Anderson asking, are you still battling cold drafts? Windows icing up again? Utility costs surging? You're worried about paying more every month? The truth is, you may already be paying for new windows and money lost to energy escaping your home. And here's the thing, you don't want to do this project twice. Renewal by Anderson spends every day replacing bad technology, poor installation of windows and doors that simply don't stand the test of time. But you can afford the best. America's most trusted window replacement company, Anderson. Call 877-WINDOWS or visit rbastl.com. Learn about our December savings event right now. 877-WINDOWS, rbastl.com. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products, exceptional service.
This is News Talk STL.
I'm racing. How?
Well, here it's fine. If you got the time.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Now, Larry Connors with the story behind the story.
Action 13 received an anonymous complaint about two alleged houses of prostitution.
The year was 1973.
It's not so much of a house of prostitution which operates down here, but as to how long it has operated.
You're not operating a house of prostitution.
Whether I am or not doesn't come under the heading of your business.
Marvin discovered financial kickbacks, which allowed the ranch to remain open for as long as it did.
Who all gets money other than that? Any law officials, government officials?
Certainly. The federal government, certainly they get their pie in the blood.
Yeah, there was Miss Edna, the madam at the chicken ranch, telling this young reporter at that point, flat-bellied reporter, yeah, the government gets their pint of blood also from the chicken ranch. There are a lot of payoffs to keep us operating. The opening of that piece featured a guy by the name of Marvin Zindler. He was so well known in the community of Houston at that point. If you didn't know who Marvin Zindler was, you had just arrived and just stepped out of your car. That's how big he was. Marvin and I had teamed up on this story, and it came about in such a way that Marvin got a tip from a couple DPS agents that they were out there to investigate the chicken ranch for possible alleged connections to organized crime. Two DPS agents were out there on a hill monitoring using binoculars. Suddenly, the sheriff, Big Jim Flannoy, shows up and throws a shotgun down on them. They identify themselves, say, Sheriff, we're here on a legal mission from Austin to investigate. He said, I'm the law in this damn county. Get your butt out of here. Your orders will change tomorrow. And they did. And that's when they reached out to Marvin, and Marvin got me involved, and we started questioning and then deciding how to go about it. Well, Marvin was so flamboyant, there's no way that he could show up at the chicken ranch. I'm telling you, the man had a different hairpiece every day, and it always seemed to be a different shade. He never wore the same suit more than once, literally. So he couldn't do the actual work inside the chicken ranch. But I was young, good-looking. I'm not lying here. Never mind. I thought I was anyway. But I do know I had a flat belly because some of the video shows me walking out to the house with that. I'm going to post some of that video on our Facebook, Larry Connors USA. Be watching for that, Larry Connors USA Facebook. I want to read part of a story written by Texas Monthly Magazine regarding this. First of all, let me make it clear to you. The chicken ranch had been named that because it had been a brothel, a house of prostitution, since the days of the Recession. And men wanted something other than their wife or in addition to their wife, so they would come and they had no money, but they could bring food to the girls, crops, chickens, things of that nature. That's how they paid for their extracurricular activity. So it became known as the Chicken Ranch. Every young man in the state of Texas and older knew it existed. Everybody. Every politician. But no one wanted to admit it. LaGrange, Texas is about 2.5 hours drive from Houston. So it's well outside our market. But when you got DPS agents saying they were ordered to leave the county by the sheriff, there's a story there. Now, we got a lot of conflict. Why are you even coming up here? This is not your TV market. We go where the story is. And the story, as I said, got picked up by, after we aired it, over a period of several nights, and the fallout started. Texas Monthly publication had just recently started. They ended up doing an extended piece, and then they later repeated the same thing in their 10-year anniversary of the Best of Texas Monthly. So I'm going to read part of one. Here's the title. The reporter who infiltrated the chicken ranch for Marvin Zindler. Famous Houston investigative reporter Marvin Zindler never set foot inside the chicken ranch. A young journalist then, Larry Connors, now a veteran newsman in St. Louis, did the work. 50 years ago to this summer, that would have been 1973. Isn't that right? My date's... Boy, do they slide by. Yeah, that'd be right, 1973. Sent Houston's KTRK TV Channel 13 and an undercover crew to infiltrate the chicken ranch. Then Marvin, of course, presented the story on TV and cemented his legacy to the best legal whorehouse in Texas. He was doing the political side, going to the governor's mansion, asking the governor, what are you going to do about the chicken ranch? What's the chicken ranch? You know what the chicken ranch. So he was doing that. I was doing the undercover part. Let me put it that way. I had a van delivered to the station, all orange. We were going to pose as Texas University students going to the chicken ranch. There were a lot of young women from Texas University who during the summer or their off time would go down to the chicken ranch, earn some extra money. So it was not uncommon for Texas University students or Aggies or anyone else like that to show up. The van was delivered to me with the key already in the ignition. That becomes a big part of the story, and I'll tell you why in a moment. But the agent, or rather the story on Texas Monthly continues, Zindler, who died in 2007, and I will do a future story on Marvin Zindler. In fact, I will do that tomorrow. I will do that story for you tomorrow. But he never stepped foot inside the chicken ranch. That became the job of Larry Connors. And then they quote some of the stories and information they got from me. Now, the chicken ranch later became a Broadway musical and even a motion picture, if you recall, with Dolly Parton and Burt Reynolds. And Don DeLuise, he played Marvin Zindler. Larry Connors is nowhere in those whatsoever. Now, you have to look at this. Sometimes there's a thin, thin line between fame, publicity, and bad news. So the fact I wasn't included, no big deal. But they quote me as telling about how Jim Flannoy chased the federal agents, I should say the state intel agents, out. Now, I got to the ranch in our orange van. My photographer stayed in it. It's a hot August day. He stripped down to his shorts, shooting pictures as he could of cars, license plates. He almost got covered at one time or spotted. A guy looked in and said, hey, look, there's a guy half naked in here. He just lay still like he'd passed out or something. He had a friend that had just come in from New York, and he decided he wanted to go along. So the two of us had gone inside the chicken ranch. Now, when you walk in, it's kind of a large room. On the left side, there was a jukebox, bare otherwise. On the right side, Samsonite chairs set up. It was not an elaborate setup. And the girls were not wearing something like a Victoria's Secret see-through gown, anything like that. Just basic lace, things of that nature. And the guys would sit in the chairs across from them and maybe go over and ask one, say, you want to do the cotton sheet dance? And they would go back to the back room and do the cotton sheet dance. I'll leave that to your imagination. Well, we were in there long enough. You're going to have to explain why you're there. They were beginning to get suspicious. So I did go ask one of the girls, let's go do the cotton sheet dance. We go to the back room. I'm not going to add more details than that, other than the fact I did have a camera with me, and I'm trying to get a few pictures at a couple times. I was supposed to be provided a Minolta small camera for this job. The station at the last minute, all the budget, we can't afford something like that. So I had a 35mm Canon camera, big lens. I'm wearing an army fatigue jacket to hide it in the middle of summer. I'm pulling it. I've got to get the camera 3/4 of the way out of the pocket so the lens is open and I can snap shots. And I know a lot of the pictures I'm getting we're never going to put on the air. And then I'm back into the main room, and I'm over punching music into the jukebox, trying to keep music going while I'm trying to get additional shots. Because in my head, every time I pulled the trigger on that 35mm Canon camera, it sounded like a cannon going off. And pretty soon, one of the girls noticed this. And she walked over and said, "Honey, are you taking pictures in here?" Can I take pictures of the girls? Isn't that okay? Well, Miss Edna has to decide that. Let me go get her. So she turns to go get the brothel madam, Miss Edna. I signal to our photographer's friend who's still sitting in a chair thinking, what should he do? We're ready to go. Now it's dark outside. We walk out. It had one yellow bulb above the porch, now swarming with bugs. And then you hear somebody behind us say, "Someone has a camera in there? Who's got a camera? Who's got a camera?" They're all worried about being caught. And every one of them had a rifle rack or a shotgun rack in the back of their pickup truck. So we knew we needed to get out of there. We get to the van. We get inside the van. But there is more to the story behind the story.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Do you know why I endorse Cafe Napoli? All the locations? Visit any of them and you will quickly appreciate the quality of food, service, atmosphere. So maybe I'll see you at Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli Kirkwood, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, right next door to Napoli C. Or maybe you'll find me at Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the Chesterfield Valley. Now you know why I endorse Napoli. NapoliSTL.com.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Now, the end of the story behind the story.
I'm ready for it.
Well, here it's fine. And you've got the ZZ Top a little bit more of some of their action, and of course, LaGrange became a big hit for them. So we're now in the van, but it's dark. And as I told you, when I got the van delivered to me in Houston, the key was already in the ignition. I can't remember, does the key go in the column, or is it in the center console? I'm fumbling around. I can't see anything. And Frankie, the camera is now going blue. He said, "They're coming out. They're going to their cars. Get out of here. We've got to get out of here." They're all going to their cars where they got pickups and everything else and rifles and shotguns. I said, "Well, I can't see anything." So he turns on what we call the strobe light on his camera. And I'm sure from outside, it looked like the sun had risen inside that van. Suddenly, bright lights. And now I've got great big dots in front of my eyes. I'm trying to see around the dots, still trying to find the ignition, get the car started on the second, third, fourth try, and we start hightailing it out of there. They said they're going to kill us if they catch us. Well, there was no doubt to us that they were already calling for Sheriff Lanois or his deputies. LaGrange, again, is about 100 miles from Houston. And the state road what we were trying to reach going down this country road was maybe a mile and a half or so from the state road, but we had to get there to get out. And we hit the state road just as a county deputy's car showed up, lights flashing, whipped around us as we stayed waiting for him to pass, and then we left. He didn't know who he was looking for. They didn't call a description. I did go back later, and that's where you heard some of the interview with Miss Edna the next day, and asking her, are you running a house of prostitution here? Whether I am or not, it's none of your business. I said, are you being paid by others? Are you paying off other people? Well, everybody gets a pint. Marvin was doing the political side again, as I said. We started airing the story. And I am quoted in the Texas Monthly article, and I remember saying it, but I would know the facts other than how they have it detailed. But I said, we knew that a lot of men and were making sure their wives and dinners, girlfriends, all got taken out to late dinners and drinks so they couldn't watch the 10 o'clock news because that's where we were airing it. And we got a lot of threats. Guys calling and say, hey, first of all, my brother borrowed my car. I don't want my car and my tag seen because it wasn't me. Another was making it clear, it was me, and if you run that, I'll find you and I'll hunt you down. We were getting direct threats. I did go back and talk to Sheriff Jim Flannoy, sitting in his office, and he said, Miss Edna's like our biggest social contributor. She buys a league, little league uniforms, and those girls get tested once a week. So if they're tested on a Tuesday and they come down with gonorrhea or something on a Wednesday, they won't know until the next Tuesday. It was not the most important journalistic story I've ever done, but it certainly captured a lot of attention, and again, creating a stage play plus a movie. And then the character Marvin Zindler, a character beyond description. But I'll let you know more about Marvin and a few more details of the busting of the best little whorehouse in Texas in tomorrow's Behind the Story. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
John Beal Roofing reminds you we are in the stormy season, and that means if you have even the smallest leak in your roof, you could soon have a much bigger issue. Call John Beal to make sure that your biggest investment is protected. That call can save you major dollars. If you do get hit during a storm, John Beal has a rapid response team. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 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 John Beal. Ever been in a wreck or felt as if you've been in a wreck? My advice, contact Dr. Bill Draghi, Esquire Sports Medicine. Yes, they can treat wreck victims, falls, other hazards of life, sports injuries. I go at least twice a month. That keeps the joints in line. Part of your spine get out of line, you start compensating, you're going to have additional pain. Don't be that guy. Visit Esquire Sports Medicine, Big Ben, just north of 40. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. There's only one place you can get pizza cooked over coals, Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield Valley. Of course, Napoli Brothers has a great selection of pasta dishes. Between the pizza and pasta, trust me, you will not leave hungry. Then, a few doors down, Lit Cigar Lounge, a wide variety of quality cigars, each offering a unique smoke. That cigar, some premium whiskey, all you need to do is enjoy. Lit Cigar Lounge and Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta. Chesterfield Valley. It's that time of season when families, businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as Support Dogs for Our Brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. VincentsJewelers.com. VincentsJewelers.com. Renewal by Anderson asking, are you still battling cold drafts? Windows icing up again? Utility costs surging? You're worried about paying more every month? The truth is, you may already be paying for new windows and money lost to energy escaping your home. And here's the thing, you don't want to do this project twice. Renewal by Anderson spends every day replacing bad technology, poor installation of windows and doors that simply don't stand the test of time. But you can afford the best, America's most trusted window replacement company, Anderson. Call 877-WINDOWS or visit rbastl.com. Learn about our December savings event right now. 877-WINDOWS, rbastl.com. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products, exceptional service.
This is News Talk STL.